The Game.
Here we go!
Hello, welcome to The Game. I'm John Curtis, joined by Grant Flanders. Today, we have a light crew because Mitch and Tyler are both out, so you're going to get a lot of me, and we're going to be guest-heavy today. Dante Barnett will join the show at 4:40. Cole Mamback in the second hour at 5:10. We may go two segments. We'll see how that goes, but preview the spring game and talk about the athletics director. Cole and I disagreed on a few things that happened on Monday, so we will get into all of that. As always, you can tweet questions or comments to The Game KMAN if you have them throughout the show, and you can call us at 537-1350 or 866-776-1350. Today, I will go through throughout most of the show and get a lot of the thoughts on the hiring of Gene Taylor out there as it relates to Bill Snyder as well. That's going to be a central theme here the first hour of the show because I have not had a chance to really dive deep into this with baseball yesterday. We did have Wildcat Insider on Monday, but I want to really dive into some of this. And a part of it and where I'm going to start is some comments that Bill Snyder had yesterday when he was asked about the hiring of Gene Taylor and athletics directors in general right now in college athletics. This is not the first time this type of thing has happened. Obviously, it's a natural thing to ask Bill Snyder about is the hiring of Gene Taylor. Bill Snyder talked to him on the phone before he got offered the job on Wednesday of last week, so exactly 7 days ago, and he had a chance to actually meet him in person after the press conference. I was witness to that. So asking him about Gene Taylor makes sense. But I think the way his answer came off and the way the questioning went, it was another example of Bill Snyder being such a respected member of college athletics who has seen so much. Whenever you want somewhat of a status update on where things are at in college athletics, in this case, athletic directors, but there have been other things before where this has happened as well, just kids these days, the way that college kids are. Bill Snyder will get asked philosophical questions about that, the way the game is, and we know how he feels on a number of these issues. But I found this to be very, very interesting, and there's a lot of reading between the lines I think that we can do with this right here. But Bill Snyder was asked basically about the state of athletic directors in college athletics right now and just how different it is from the time that perhaps he started as a head coach and what people typically are looking for in athletic directors.
The need for, you know, the CEO, the business individual, is perceived to be greater now. You find fewer and fewer and fewer athletic directors who have actually gone through the process, you know, of athletics. And by that I mean who played, you know, whether they played well or not is not important. It's just whether or not they actually were in the locker room and they were on the field and they were in the meeting rooms and, you know, and all those things that go along with it to really get, you know, a great understanding of what that part of it is all about. So they're, you know, they're hiring people that, you know, have more of a business background and, you know, because fundraising and, you know, become such a major part of it.
So when he speaks of the CEO type, the business type, as an athletic director, who do we think that that sounds like? Who does that sound like that Bill Snyder is referring to right there? Now, I'm not trying to tell you that this was all designed to be a shot at John Curry, the outgoing athletic director here. I don't think that was Bill Snyder's intention. But I do think he's making a very appropriate point, and I think what he says is very true of college athletics these days. And some of it is by necessity, right? I mean, it is a bigger business than it was when he first started coaching football. So naturally, the type of leader that you're going to need is going to change and evolve with that as well. But I would say I think he is just making an appropriate point while drawing from personal experience. A lot of times if you are asked a question about that, if I was asked a question about how something works in my world, so the sports radio world, whether it's play-by-play, sports talk, whatever, I'm going to draw generally on personal experience for my answer. Well, Bill Snyder's personal experience there was having an athletic director since 2009 in John Curry, who was very much cut from the business mold, the CEO type of mold. So I think it's fair to say that that is where that comes from. And look, I've said this over and over again. I mean, you can't take away from John Curry what he did fundraising-wise. And at the time, I think K-State definitely needed the type of guy that John Curry was. I think it's fair to say that at the time, he was the right type of guy on paper to do what K-State really needed at that point in time. Clean up some of the mess that was left by an athletic department that was operating in completely the opposite way of John Curry and being too willy-nilly with everything, letting the coaches, you know, have free reign. And there were the Ron Prince secret contracts, some money issues. John Curry came in, shored all that up, caught K-State up facilities-wise, and then lost too much on the personal side. He was too far to one side of things and lost some of, you know, what you would see more with an athletic director of Gene Taylor's type, which is the relationship building. And eventually that got to be too much of a problem where that was causing some issues. We all sort of know how this story played out. And Bill Snyder went on to be asked about what does get lost when you hire an athletic director, much in the mold of a John Curry.
Yeah, I think relationships and everybody being on the same page and wanting to move in the right direction and want to do it together, hand in hand. All that stuff, to me, makes a difference.
Yeah. Now, I should be fair. That was asked. The question was, when you have an AD that is more of a CEO business type, what gets lost with that? Not specifically about John Curry, but I, again, am making an inference here about what was being referenced there. And that is exactly the reason that Gene Taylor has been brought in here, is to shore up basically what Bill Snyder was saying right there. You lose the feeling of, this guy's in my corner, we're all working together, we are all trying to move towards the same goal. It is not someone looking over my shoulder, it is somebody that's here to help me, and we're all trying to do the right thing for the betterment of the athletic department. And I think that's what K-State needs right now, and I think hearing Bill Snyder say those things is a pretty good indication that he believes Gene Taylor is the type of guy that can do that for right now. Because for right now, obviously there are big picture things that are going to come up in the fairly near future, one of which is going to be replacing Bill Snyder. But in the very immediate future of the athletic department, I think right now there's just bridges that need to be built back up. There is some fences that need to be mended right now as far as relationships with the coaches, and then you can start to go on to more of the big picture things there. You need to develop those relationships before you can move on. You need to develop some trust with Bill Snyder, who carries a big stick and should, with K-State Athletics, and develop a good baseline relationship there to which you can then work off of in the future when these big picture items are going to come up in the future. I'll reference back to my take on the Frank Martin situation, and that was one of my biggest frustrations with everything there, is that it just was not, there was not a baseline level of respect because of the way John Curry handled that relationship in the first place. So there was going to be no working together to further anything from that point, and that's why it soured to where South Carolina now gets Frank Martin because he up and leaves. So that, I think, is going to be the task for Gene Taylor, and he has said all the right things about that. He has said first 30, 45 days, what he wants to do is just come in, get to know everybody, ask them what they think needs to be done, ask them about the lay of the land, and get all that figured out. And I think that is the smart way to approach this. He deflected a lot of questions about, are you going to think about Bill Snyder's replacement? Has that already been discussed? Maybe it was in the interview process, but there's no real use, I think, in putting that out there publicly, that that's something that's been discussed. Before he even starts thinking about any of that, what he needs to do is just get his bearings straight, figure out what is going on here. And I think that's the smartest way to approach it for him. Even when it comes to, you know, we're going to address, and I will in hour two at 5:40, more on my stance on this Bruce Weber contract extension talk, which got blown way out of proportion, way out of proportion. And you heard me say that on Monday, but I've got some more to add to that. I mean, that's the perfect example. Like, you can't try and criticize him for anything about the Bruce Weber. He hasn't even met Bruce Weber yet. So you have to meet him and start to figure out what the situation is before you can go on to making decisions. Everybody wants all the answers to everything right now. But this is going to be a slower process than I think what people would initially think and want right now. Everyone wants the hard-hitting questions like, what are you going to do about Bruce Weber's contract extension? What are you going to do about the replacement to Bill Snyder? You know, I've heard some criticism about the press conference, not hard enough questions being asked as far as that goes. Look, the guy just showed up. I mean, the guy is still trying to figure things out, and I think he's got the right idea, and I think you can read between the lines of what Bill Snyder's saying. He feels like K-State has found somebody that is going to do the things that the CEO business type does not do, and it's a perfect example of going from one end of the spectrum to the other as far as hiring somebody. You see it happen all the time with coaching hires. An offensive guy leaves, you hire a defensive guy. You had the business CEO type. Now you've got a guy whose specialty is relationship building and hiring coaches, and I think Bill Snyder seems to be on board, and that is a very important aspect of all of this.
Yeah, he doesn't want to burn any bridges, so of course it's smart for him to stay away from those questions about Bruce Weber's extension and about Bill Snyder's replacement. That's very smart. You want to like you said, he's getting his bearings still. He hasn't met some of these coaches, and that's something that needs to happen, and people need to take their time. I don't blame the media for asking these questions, although it is still soon. He's going to be getting these questions for a long time. But it is early. Right about that.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of interviews that Gene Taylor has done. He was very gracious with granting a bunch of interviews locally, regionally. And some people did really go down that road of trying to, hold him to the fire with that. And his answer every time I thought was just very diplomatic and well thought out. And it's like, look, what do you expect me to do? I have not even met Bruce Weber. How do you expect me to make a decision on that when I have not even met the guy? I have not even been here full time. He doesn't even start until the 1st of May. Technically. So this is going to be a long process. Everybody needs to just slow down right now, take a step back. That's sort of been my message to everybody that's asked me about it. I think on paper, K-State has made the right type of hire for the needs that they have right now. That doesn't mean it's going to be a slam dunk. But I think just based on the evidence, the information that we have right now, this seems to be a good fit, and it seems to be what K-State needed. Now, there's another part of this. The bigger picture is Bill Snyder's replacement. That's going to be, in all likelihood, the biggest decision that he is going to have to make, and it's going to come up pretty quick, we think, with Bill Snyder. I guess I won't put anything past Bill Snyder, but so far, what we know about him and hiring has been very positive, and in particular, I loved his answer about what has led him to make such successful hires. We'll talk about that coming up next here on The Game.